Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by donations. If you want to send money for me to cover a topic of your choosing, then please do so at the PayPal, Subscribestar, Bitcoin links below. Recently I was doing a coaching call and one of my clients mentioned that in Australia, they have something called de facto marriage, where if you live with a woman for 2 years, then you're automatically considered married, and she has a right to half your assets. In New Zealand, it's 3 years, and in Canada, it's 6 months to a year of cohabitation, and then she can technically divorce you, because according to the state, you're technically married. 5 to 10 years ago, I was doing a photography job for a bunch of family divorce court lawyers and judges, and one of their judges was retiring, so they were giving him a big send-off. I got to talking with one of the lawyers and asked him if there was a slowdown considering that most people were living together these days and not getting married. He said that they were going to change the laws over to common law couples living together, having the same consequences or similar consequences as married couples. And a year later, they did that in British Columbia, where people are technically married after 1 year of cohabitation. Canada goes even further, and there was a story about a guy in Toronto that was with a woman and not even living with her. But simply because people thought that they were married, he was forced to pay alimony by the courts, even though they never married or lived together. But I look at this idea of de facto marriage as something that may actually benefit men. Men need to start practicing hypergamy, pretending to have assets while dating women that actually have more than they do, living with a woman for 2 years and then leaving her and getting the courts involved to take her cash and prizes. If that becomes popular, there might be films in the future with couples trying to get together and are both secretly broke, thinking that the other one has money, so they can spring a de facto divorce just over the 2 year mark living together. There might be a professional divorcer class. After each divorce, you hide your assets in Bitcoin or Monero, and it looks like you have nothing on paper until you find your next victim. You could basically be another version of the Tinder swindler. I found a few people discussing this issue in a post on the Men's Rights Reddit that said this, and I quote, "Is ex-girlfriend entitled to half of ex-boyfriend's assets in New Zealand? If you live with your girlfriend for more than 3 years, she is entitled to half your assets if the relationship breaks off. It's called the de facto relationship. There's a case in question with Israel Adesanya, a mixed martial arts fighter from Nigeria, now a New Zealand citizen. His ex-girlfriend is also a New Zealand citizen. She has dragged him through court for half of his assets. They do not have children, nor are they married. Google/YouTube this story for more information. Beware, this is yet another example of why you should avoid cohabitation. In Australia, it's 2 years, New Zealand 3 years, and Canada 6 months. Are there any other countries you're aware of that have similar rules/consequences for men?" Unquote. I'll try to answer that in moments, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? sign up at the sponsor link down below.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
Anyways, now back to Don't Live With Women in Australia or their kangaroo courts might award her half your life savings Clown World show. Israel Adesanya has said that his assets are protected like Achraf Hakimi, the football player where his wife actually wanted his money but he had nothing because he put it in his mother's name. Although I highly doubt that Israel put his money in his mother's name. His ex-girlfriend Charlotte Poudrel from New Zealand wants to take Adesanya, a Nigerian, to the cleaners. Nigerians are oftentimes stereotyped as being con artists, and I find it ironic that a white woman from New Zealand is trying to scam him. Hopefully he gets out of it financially unscathed. He's even said that she entered the relationship with nothing and now wants to leave with millions. He was swearing a lot in his comments, and I think that's going to work against him if this actually goes to courts. The manosphere has known about this de facto marriage thing for years now, and now the normies know about it too because it's happening to a celebrity. What this is going to do is discourage people from living together, and therefore less babies will be born as a result. I predict that eventually guys will adapt, and the lawyers too, and make it so that if you have a girlfriend for maybe 3 or 6 months, regardless of if you're living with her or not, she's entitled to half your assets. Marriage and relationships will be dead, and greedy lawyers and not feminists will have killed them. How ironic is that? I also heard that de facto marriage is legal in 7 US states, but I couldn't confirm anything. Under the Reddit post, another guy in the land down under said this, and I quote, "I live here and it is legal. I had a friend who bought an apartment with his inheritance from his grandparents. He lived with his girlfriend for 2 years in it. I remember his parents being worried that if they broke up, she would try and take half his apartment. It's ridiculous. The key question is determination of start date of the relationship. You may not have been living together for 3 years, but if she can prove that you were together as a couple for a minimum of 3 years, he is screwed," unquote. That guy I spoke to in my coaching call also mentions that there's something like 10 criteria, and if you meet only one or two of them, then you're considered de facto married, and she can have half o de facto. Other guys in Australia are figuring out ways to adapt to this, and some are saying not to move in together, and if she pressures you for cohabitation, then that should be a major red flag. One guy was also wondering if men can claim women pressuring them to move in together as coercive control, using the same phrase as women do. And if it's proven in court that he was coerced to cohabitate, then she doesn't deserve half of his stuff. But from my photography gig with those lawyers and judge events, they are pretty much buddy-buddy. And if a woman has to pay a man a divorce settlement, then the lawyers make money. And so does the government with tax dollars. So obviously there's a conflict of interest here. Just as global fertility rates are crashing, this will add even more downside. I just read that in Italy they're down to 1.25 kids per woman. I'm predicting sub-1 fertility rates in the country in the next 10 years, as the latest generation of young guys learn about female nature online. But it's getting scary out there, and making money and staying in the middle class is harder than ever. I can't wait to see how lawyers will respond to AI girlfriends and lover bots that cause marriage rates to plummet to 10 or 20% of the population, and pretty much prevent cohabitation from ever happening. The lawyers have been wrecking marriage to make a buck in the here and now. What creative solution will the blunt-sucking divorce lawyers look for to save their industry at that point? My thinking is that they'll get on the bandwagon to ban technologies that free men from women, and therefore lower the birth rates. Also remember that historically the majority of politicians were lawyers before they became career politicians. If your job involves passing legislation, then it certainly helps if you have a law background, so you know what the hell you're doing. So that means that other lawyers and judges are buddy-buddy with politicians, and in some cases, so that'll mean they'll help them out if they start running out of work. But at some point they'll no longer be able to squeeze blood from a stone, and their whole house of cards built around a woman's hole will come crashing down. The worst part about all of this is that it's retroactive, and it's all about changing the goalposts. If 20 years ago you looked at the law and realized that cohabitation and non-marriage was perfectly fine, and you weren't going to get divorce raped because you were never married, then you'd jump right in. But slowly over time, without you even realizing it, the laws change, and you don't get grandfathered in with the old laws, which should happen, and instead you get subjected to the new ones. That's what makes this unfair, because the rules change. So just imagine today you have a girlfriend and you don't live with her and think you're safe. Just imagine how simply dating her for 6 months might be enough to warrant a divorce. We're almost at the point where men are just going to walk away and not take any risks because it means that the rules can change at a moment's notice. And your past can now cost you your future. It's a catch-22 situation for the government and lawyers. Because on one side they want people to get married, make babies and replace themselves. Then get divorced so the divorce lawyers can make their money. Why do you think they legalized gay marriage in the first place? They probably saw it as a new frontier for family law to pillage people's pocketbooks. Yet the gays were still cheering it on, thinking that the system was willing to give them equal rights and status. Meanwhile, it had more to do with the potential to get the state in their bedrooms and wreck their scissor sisters in booty pirate fun. Men will do a cock-benefit analysis in the future and realize that even if you don't have a metaphorical sword of Damocles hanging over your head today when it comes to your relationships, that doesn't mean it won't be snuck over your head when you aren't looking. It's really sad what's happening. It's only going to get worse as more women enter political office and craft all sorts of new laws to punish males. Women that are like the devouring mother archetype, trying to micromanage men and wreck our lives. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that in the future, men will smash robots and the state will still try and find a way to take their assets away. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the female divorce court lawyers and judges that become prime ministers of countries like Australia, New Zealand, and Canada away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.